So we'll dive into it. You guys have read the first six pages. Thank you for making me clarify, because in my head, I thought I was being very clear. But after I read what I wrote, I'm like, that's not clear at all. So.
So we got, I mean, the reason I asked that is I asked her to open things. She opened it, then I opened it, and then I saw what 38 page. I could read it, but then
Right.
no, it is a three slides, and I think she saw something.
I forgot how I aligned it, like in the chapters, because originally I didn't align it this way, but when I had someone help me create it into a PDF, they realigned it and it looked really good. And I'm like, that's fine. That works for me. And then I forgot that. But at any rate, I'm glad you read the first six pages, because that's like the basis of what we're going to be talking about in training. That covers everything that we're really going to be talking about. But today we're only going to be talking about three things. I hope we get through them all. And that is pop. That's basically the positive thinking, being authentic, and what I call beyond words. All right. So basically, positive thinking is all about using your thoughts to your advantage rather than to your disadvantage. And I'm going to teach you what that means and how to use it, because that's the hard part. It's really easy to say, hey, let's cultivate a mindset that sees opportunities and challenges and lessons and failures. But what the heck does that really mean in everyday life, right? So we're going to go through that. I'm going to try to give you some examples, and then for you to relate to try and get through that. Then we talk about being yourself and what that means. Because believe it or not, people are not themselves and they have forgotten what that means. So that, as strange as that seems, that is true. And then beyond words is really making sure you understand that within positive thinking, words do matter, but so does body language, right? And other actions that matter as well. So it's all of that just meshed together. Now, this one in particular is, I can't overstretch it, because I know I say this all the time, because I think all of them are really important. But the reason why I tell people this is one of the most important ones is just for this reason. Is if you understand these three things we go through today, the rest of the change becomes a lot easier. Because these three things, if you learn to use them, allow you to control your doubts. So then you're actually accepting the change. So then you actually can do something about it. Because oftentimes our inner voices are what's stopping us from actually moving on and moving forward. And that's what's doing it. And so that's why this is so important as we go through it, that if you understand these three things, what you're going to be able to do, no matter what you're working on, will be done a lot quicker. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It doesn't mean that you're not going to come. It just means that it's going to help you a tremendous amount by understanding this. And it's overlooked, because most people think either positive thinking is just a bunch of garbage. And most of the time, the way they're applying that, I agree with them, because they're misapplying positive thinking. And a lot of times people think, you can't be authentic because then someone's going to like you. I call BS, completely BS on that. And then a lot of people have a hard time understanding the balance between the words they use and the actions they have. And it's like one of those things that I always tell people, if you were to fall down and hurt yourself, and someone came over to you and said, you dumb shit, but helps you up and says, are you okay? Would you rather have that person or the person sitting down over in the corner who never moved and go, oh my gosh, I feel so bad for you? Which person would you rather have? Right? I'd rather have the guy call me a dummy, help me up, and say, are you okay? Can I take you anywhere? Even though it may be a little rough, rather than the person who's just sitting there acting like they care, but no actions were done. Right? So it's a difference of who do you really want around? What does it mean? And I'm not saying either one of them is the correct actions. I'm just saying it's an obvious difference between the two that are there. One's actually there to help, and one's there just to say, oh my gosh, I feel so bad. But then nothing's done. And inaction is really nothing, right? Inaction is nothing, where the other person had a little bad attitude about it, but cared and had the right action, right? So that's why the beyond words is so important. Excuse me, because other people have a lot of different issues that we're not going to know what they are. So with that, I'm going to start. Any questions to begin with what you read that you want me to make sure I cover, or should I just begin?
Yeah,
you can begin. And as you said, okay. I read it. I was thinking, yep, theory, I get it. But then you already said, like, okay, I'm going to help you, give you some example.
Exactly.
Help you practice to put it into actual real life. That's the key. So, okay.
Exactly. All right. So let's go through it. In positive thinking, I think overall, I know both of you are positive people overall. You really don't go negative quick. So overall, it's not something that I think is not, I don't think it's anything that's new to you. But what I'm going to tell you, I think is new to you. So when I talk about positive thinking, I'm talking about making sure that you're correcting your thoughts. Your words and your thoughts have to match. Let's use this example. Snehal, let's use an example of what you wanted me to help you with about when you go into presentations with people and they're really not giving you the time of day or the attention you think they should be giving you. And then how that all happens and how that transpires. And what the typical answer to you would be, you need to command that attention. But you're like, what? What does that mean? Well, I'm going to teach you how to do that, what that means right now. And it's this simple, but not easy. What happens is when you are in, feel like you're stuck in some sort of rut, your mind is saying something to you different than what you want it to. And what it means is as soon as one thing goes wrong, your mind's going, oh my gosh, I'm embarrassed. What do I do? I don't know what to do. You go into panic mode, or you go, I'm going to suck at this. This isn't going to go well. Or you're going to say in your head, they're not going to believe me. Why am I wasting my time? Or in your head, you're going to be going and saying, all right, I do all this work. They don't care. Right. All these things are in your head, but you got a smile on your face as you're trying to stand in front of them. Right. Those are the things that are stopping you are what you're saying to yourself in your head, right? That's what's stopping you from moving forward. It's not other people, all right? Yeah. It's yourself. Now, the other people are definitely not making it easy. I'm not never going to argue that, but it's not them. It's you. So instead, when you go and you prepare for something and your mind starts going, they're not going to care, your mind needs to say, you know, I'm going to make them care by giving a great presentation. Your mind in saying that they're not going to listen to me saying, you know, I am very good at what I do and they're going to listen to me. Your mind is now overcoming all those, reversing the I doubts and the negative into positive affirmations. So your thoughts are more powerful than your words. All right. Let me give you a for instance that happens every day is someone's driving someone else nuts, but they're like, it's fine. It's fine. But in their head, in your head, you're like, if they do this one more time, I'm gonna punch them. Or if they do this one more time, it happens all the times with friendships and all of that, because, and then all of a sudden you explode. Why do you explode? Because all that negativity of all those thoughts builds up. And now you can't take it anymore. All right.
Yeah.
So the reason that what you have to do, and it's, and when I say it's simple, it really is, but it is so difficult to do to catch yourself. So what you want to be able to do is catch yourself when you're having those doubts. It doesn't matter what it is in, and change it into a positive affirmation of what you're trying to do, and use it verbally. And in your head have to match. If you verbally go, I don't have this. And then in your head go, I got this. I'm over. No, you're still bad. Your verbal and your inside your head, your mental have to match. So anytime there's doubt in there saying that, all right, and it may not go well the first few times when you're doing this. and you may say, I still feel, you know, embarrassed. That's normal. You don't just overcome it. So you go back and go, all right, now I'm going to be able to do this. I'm going to be able to do this. Then you start thinking to yourself, if I now I'm going to make them listen, how do I make them listen? And then you go through and build what you're going to do and make them listen. But now you're focused on the how you're going to make them listen, not they're not respecting me. They're not treating me the way they are. And your focus completely moves because now they're negatives are no longer impacting you once you get there, because you don't care. Because now you're saying, this is what I'm presenting, and I know it's good, and I'm going through it regardless of what you say to stop me.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So that's like a common example of what happens to us, and it could be that complex, which, or it could be something so simple as, man, every time I go in that room, I screw up. It could be that, to where, all right, I'm not going to screw up in that room anymore because I'm going to do this, this, and this. So your mind's so powerful that you can't fool it. All right. So you can't say, I'm going to get better. And if your mind's detailed, you better have a plan for your mind, or your mind's going to go, you're full of crap. Right. So some people, it could be as simple as, I'm going to get better, I'm going to get better, I'm going to get better. And that's enough to get them to start doing things, creating actions to do things differently. Other people are going to need the way of saying, I'm going to get better, and this is how I'm going to get better. So anytime you have a thought of, they're not listening, this is how I'm going to make them listen, and they're going to listen to me. When you think that you don't, when you are being given negativity, like you're getting the feeling like they don't care, it's they are going to care because this is what I'm going to do. Right. And it's up to you as to which one you need. Some people are simple enough saying no, just saying, I'm going to overcome this, and their actions go. Other people need a plan within their head, and then they go. So it's not all the same for one person. Like, my guess is, I'm only guessing, that Sangam and you are going to be in opposite pages on this one, where I think Sangam is going to take this, the more what I call simple approach, and say, I'm going to overcome this, and his actions will overcome it, where I think you're going to need more of a plan. And that's just based on some assumptions I made. I don't know if that's true, but that's just assumptions I made, right? Okay. And in your head, you're going to need a plan, and you won't. So, but both are fine. Both are great resources. It's not one stronger than the other. It's just a matter of knowing your mind and what you need to convince yourself. Because remember, you can't fool your head. You already know yourself too well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Correct. Like, so, I'm having like two projects currently, and whenever I get questions about like one, I am confident. I am like, okay, let me know. Let's share screen, and I can, like, I don't have any doubts about myself. But another one, even if I get any text, I'm like, oh, why? I'm not gonna do this, and it's gonna waste my 3 hours.
See that? There's the difference. You see it right there. Your mind's messing with you, and somehow went negative.
Yeah.
All right. So negativity is like a virus. It's so easy to catch. And then you have to go through the process of getting your head back on, like you're getting better. It's like a 10-day cold, right? So once you go negative on something, it almost takes you like 5 to 10 days just to get your mind back, because you went negative. Where positivity is tough. You got to be aware of it. You got to focus on it. You got to constantly work at it. So you have this natural thing that's always wanting to be there, and you catch on against this thing that's a lot harder to do, because you always got to focus on it.
Right.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
It does. And then from my as an experience, or I would say example, a few years ago, we joined EPAC. They were small. They grew. But I remember, and I don't know how that happened. Maybe this is what I was silently doing. And I want you to correct me if I'm saying something else. I used to get a call, hey, we are having issue. And I exactly like panic. Okay, oh, this is issue. What? But then gradually, as this start coming a lot, I think so I was taking 2 steps back. Maybe what you said, controlling your thoughts, you said. And then, okay, what is the problem? And then thinking through, taking time, and then, okay, this is the plan we should do, or this is a test we should call vendor. Then those thoughts are coming. And then I realize, like, if I'm panicking the moment I get that, I'm not going to go anywhere. If I take step back and think through, then I'm going to get options. And as you said, it was continuously, like, over the period of time. And I have to keep doing it even today. Not only work related, but home. Like, we have issues, you have concerns. So what to do now? That would be the case. So I don't know if these are related. Is that the right
Very
example?
Much. Yes. Okay. So like, for instance, when you get all panicked, that's when you have to tell yourself, I don't need to be panicked. I know I'll figure this out.
That's okay. Perfect.
Okay. So your panic and your doubts in your head, and your head's creating your panic, where you're saying, I don't need to panic. I know I can figure this out. I just got to calm myself down and I will figure it out.
Yep.
And then the panic goes away and eventually you just don't panic anymore.
Yep.
And that could be 6 months. That could be a year. Everyone's different. But yep. You got to tell yourself and reverse it. And again, this never is 100%. We're human. We're going to go negative. We're going to panic. It's just, if you can do it 50% less, think how much better you are and how much faster you can get stuff done. Right. And it's always a striving for getting better and improving. But that's your example is exactly right. That's okay. And then my example of how you would attack that, it's in all those things. Anytime negative thoughts come in your head, you want to change them and reverse them into positive, realistic thoughts.
So, yeah, give me one thing. That's a really big thing. So
negative. Please, yeah.
Convert them into positive. That's the
your
first
thoughts question. Are more powerful than your words to you.
Now right. The theory is matching. So now it okay. Makes sense.
So that's how you apply this. Now you guys are going to struggle, I would guess. I shouldn't say that, but I'm guessing you're going to struggle with this a little bit. So over the course of the next, you know, week or so, write down questions or things that you have about what happened and what you did or what you thought you should do. And we can talk about those if you have more questions, excuse me, and go through all those. It's not the easiest one to implement. And the other part is that I'm not going to go into a lot right now is you got to catch yourself when you go negative. And sometimes it's really hard. And you can be like 3-4 days in before you even catch yourself. And you're like, crap. I went almost 5 days a little bit being negative. I didn't even realize it. And I'm like, oh, I just all of a sudden realized it. Oh my God, I've been so negative. I got to get out of this. That's and then true. I worked on myself and I was over it in a day and through it. But it's just something that awareness is key.
It's
a continuous effort. And the other thing is negativity is a magnet. So you don't want to fall into it. It's everywhere. You go to social media, you turn on the TV. It's nothing but hate and negativity, right? So it's so easy to fall into that it's the easy path to take. The hard path is the being positive. And once you're positive about things, then you just get things done so much faster. Because imagine instead of panicking for a week, 3 days, whatever it is, you could have had it solved in those 3 days.
Got it.
And then now you got 3 days back.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because now you got control of what your mind is doing to yourself. Right. So remember, your thoughts control your actions, right? Your thoughts control your actions. But you want to balance your thoughts and your words. Think how you feel when you go into someone and say, hey, it's really nice to meet you. And inside voice is going, you're the biggest jackass ever. Now, you may not use those words, but all right, you may say they're a big meanie, whatever, or I don't like you. Think about how you feel inside. You feel fake, right? Your mind knows this.
Yeah.
Right? So even though I'm not saying you want to call the person the jackass and change it and be real, but I am saying that just notice that you are feeling that when you say it. And that's how strong. And your words didn't match your mind, but your mind is now overpowering your words.
Yeah.
All right. And your body and everything that you're thinking. So that's the power of your mind. And don't forget that.
So one of the things which comes to my mind is like in this, like here at Microsoft, we have to present a lot. And sometimes it happens that it's a kind of like bigger team. So people have different views of seeing the same thing. I don't have enough knowledge. And somebody, maybe another team's manager comes and asks, hey, what about this? Did you think about this angle? And I have not. And it's not part of what I'm doing or what I'm going to do. And it freaks me out completely. This is very like, and somebody else, like maybe my manager or my lead, somebody else answers from, like, because they have better knowledge. And that's completely like throws me off, like, for the whole presentation. So based on this, from the next time, I'm like, okay, I know, first thing, calm down. I don't know this. He's answering. And next step would be to know enough and then make a decision. Like, is it related to me? Is that concern really valid? And it's not bad to get that knowledge. Like, it's okay if I don't have that knowledge.
That's next correct.
Next step is getting that knowledge.
So you have to get yourself, where the heart of this is, you have to get your mind thinking, it's okay I don't have that knowledge. And it's okay if I tell someone I don't have that the knowledge of what you're talking about yet. Mm-hmm. And it's okay if you tell them it doesn't fit in the parameters of what my objective is at the moment.
Yes.
All of that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, but you do it in a way of thanking them for their comment. Thank you very much. But that, I don't know that. I'll have to follow up with you if that's a follow-up item. Or I don't know that information and it's not part of my project right now or my objective. As soon as it does become, I'll definitely follow up and get back to you on that. And it's okay with that answer, right? Mm. So you have to get your mind to be, because your mind right now must be telling you something like you feel like you have to know all the answers to whoever, whatever question someone tells you. So what you have to get your mind is, right? And you what your mind has to now think is, no, I have to answer all the questions of the objective I'm working on. And then if I need to follow up on something that I don't know, I will follow up with everybody in an email, in a something else, whatever it may be. And that's okay. Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You need to get your mind to say that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
People value that more
than trying
the other way. To tell them something that may be inaccurate or anything like that. People value, though, I don't know that yet. I have some thoughts on it, but I need to get back to you.
Yeah, got it.
Right?
Yeah.
And you need to teach your mind that's okay. So some things when you get frustrated and all of you feel that way are things to say to yourself, make them your words. Things to say to yourself like, it's okay that I don't know that. Mm-hmm. But I know I'm good at it. I'm good at anything I need to do, and I will follow up and follow up well.
Mm.
Right? See how you made that into a positive thing in your head that it's all positive and it's real. It's not fake.
No. From my perspective, again, this learning thing is never stops. You continually do it. Last two jobs, same thing. Like being a technical guy, people will come and ask you questions. And in my head, when you started that, you said, if they're asking me and I'm hired for that, I'm bound to tell them. But then gradually, like, started learning, you know, I can't give them the answer to what I can think of. I need to make sure that is right. So I started doing it, but I have to remind yourself all the time, like, no, I need to say, no, I don't know. I will get back to you with the right answer. So
right. I have some ideas, but I need to make sure they're good ideas. And let me get back to you.
Let me get.
Please bring it up. Okay. Then they may say, how long is it going to take? Okay. And then you get say, 10 days, 5 days, 3 days, whatever you think.
Yeah, even this current job, which is completely out of my realm, actually, but there are technologies that I don't know and big accounts and customers are asking. And then my first answer is, let me get back to you. So that is a good thing. So I'll keep that in mind as well. Like, if that is okay.
Absolutely.
No.
And be very good at getting back to them. You know, you can't tell yourself, I'm going to get back to them, and then you don't get back to them. Because now when you're training your mind's going to go, you never got back to that person, and you're still going to be panicking. Because remember, you can't fool your mind.
Yep.
Right? Your mind knows whether it's true or not. And that leads me to the next one, which is being authentic. All right. So authentic is extremely important. I'm going to use myself. I'm a very large person and I'm very direct and very to the point. I can't be somebody else, but that makes me very intimidating. So I had to adjust how I would talk with people because of those things. And I had to tell myself constantly, no, don't be intimidating, be inviting. Ask better questions, ask inviting questions. And I had to work on myself to overcome that, because here I think I'm just saying I want an answer and I just scared the crap out of someone because I'm 6'5" and 350 pounds standing right in front of you saying, I want this answer. And, you know, if someone would tell me I don't have the answer, I'm like, that's fine. When can we get the answer? But in their head, they're like, this guy's going to fire me if I don't give him the answer, right? Which was never the case, but that's the assumption that other people would have. So it's things that I had to work on, but I couldn't change who I was. Mm. I am that way. So I just had to work on tools to improve myself. Mm. All right. So let's say you might be super quirky at some things, or you might have a really weird giggle or a whatever. Embrace yourself as you are, but develop tools that help you overcome the obstacles that your authentic person creates. Because as soon as you try to be someone you're not, nothing becomes real anymore. Okay. So that's also in your thoughts. So I like what I, this is a tough one. But it's such a tough one to explain in the, and get so everyone understands. So unfortunately I have to use a bad topic in death, to make everyone understand, because everyone can relate to someone dying within their life. And that's the part of, is if someone just has someone that is really important to them pass away, and they're just saying, oh, I'm fine. That's all fake. That ain't real. No, I mean, the real positive thinking is, this sucks. This is awful, but I'm going to be strong enough to get through it. Mm. And I'm going to make sure I move on with my life, because that's what that person would want. Mm. See, that's authentic. That's real. So when you're giving your thoughts, I'm going to go back to what I was saying, the difference between you two were, with Snehal saying, I need some detail, and maybe Sangam doesn't, where you might have a longer journey, Snehal, for you, because you're going to have to say, I know I can overcome this, and this is my plan up to how. Mm-hmm. Where Sangam can just say, I know I'm going to get better at this, and I will, and then his actions will just start doing it. Because his mind believes it, where your mind, if you stop, there's going to go, no, that's incomplete. That's not enough for me to change my thought, right? I'm assuming I'm just giving differences. You might not need it.
Completely correct. I have to have backup plan one, two, three. Then my mind will say, okay, I can do this.
Right. But stay away from maybes. You have to correct your mind and say, I know I can do this. Yeah. I just haven't figured it out yet.
Yes.
Right. So that's being authentic. I know I can do this. Yeah, I'm struggling, but I know I can do this. I just haven't figured it out yet. See, that's being real with yourself, and that's real positive thinking. You can't fool your mind. If a situation sucks, say it sucks. Hmm. But I'm strong enough to overcome it, right? That's the best way for me to use authentic thinking. Mm-hmm. Positive thinking is not faking it.
Yeah.
Right? That's where everyone misapplies it. Mm. It's not faking it. It's admitting, man, this is terrible. All right, but we can get through this. See, I just turned it to a positive. Okay? So be yourself as a person and be real with your voice, your inner voice.
Yep.
And so is this something negative thinking? Because I was thinking about the last bullet point, and situation is hard, and say it however I can do it. However, again, that negative mind will kick in and say, can I really do this? So that's where that what you said, control that.
Mm. Yeah, when you say, can I really do this?
Then
Sangam, there's absolutely nothing that I believe that could stop you from doing anything. It's just a matter of the time it might take.
Got it.
So instead of saying, can I really do this? You need to change yourself that your mind will believe into things like, I know I can do this. I just don't know how long it's going to take me yet, but I'll figure that out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. You know, that makes sense. Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But you have to use your own, you have to use your own thoughts.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm just, and that's why I'm giving you ideas, but I just so you can learn to try and apply that in a way that you be your authentic self within your mind. And tell yourself so that you can get over that. And the more you do it, the more your mind just thinks that way. People always ask me how I got done. so much as compared to others. And the reason was I never spent time doubting myself. So it took me 30 minutes to an hour where they were still not even working on it in 2 days getting over their issues. Okay.
This is a very good trick. That time, like, instead of saying I won't be able to do this, we can say, okay, I will be able to do this next week.
Yes.
So that at least that changes the mindset.
It does.
Those thoughts are controlled.
Yeah, and if thoughts are controlled, we can do it in 2 days. Like, that will get done quicker.
Yep. And if you tell yourself you can't get it done today, you won't. But if you tell yourself I'm going to be able to get it done today, believe it or not, you do. Most of the time, not always. But again, this is it's general. So I see your understanding. So I'm happy. This makes sense. But don't forget that in the most adverse times, when the stress is high, if you're feeling stressed, you're negative. Okay. If it's high, if you're feeling a little stressed, it may not be, because it could just be some things that in your life. But in business, I can pretty well speak to business. If you're feeling stressed, 80% of the time, it's your negative. I mean, if you got to fire someone and you're stressed, that's normal. If you got to close a plant and you're stressed, that's normal. There ain't no getting over that, right? But if it's a job or something you know how to do and it's projects and you're stressing yourself out, 80% of the time, you're thinking negative. Because now it's all that doubt that is now you're worrying. And worrying's like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do for a while, but doesn't get you anywhere. Thank you, Van Wilder. Yeah.
That's an eye-opener. I mean, this is really good. In my mind, I'm thinking, we are late to work with you, but this is a good thing today.
And that's why this is the basis of everything we're going to work on after, is your positive mindset. Because your mind, as soon as your mind says that's dumb or I can't do that, you're no longer listening, whether you think you are or you're not. Your mind won't open up enough.
Sure.
Okay. You'll get a little bit of it and you'll be able to repeat it to people, but you won't be able to do it. Right. So that's where this is comes in. And when adversity hits, Sangam and Snehal, this is the part that's most important. When adversity hits, you got to catch each other. Right? Are you sure? Did you go negative? Just ask the question. Don't be accusatory, please. But ask the question. All right, did you go negative? And ask yourself. But the first step is, I don't want to get too deep. The first step is try and catch thoughts that are negative and turn them into positive. And if you can try, keep a tally of how many you caught. Okay? And then in 2 weeks, we'll find out how many you actually think you caught. And then I will tell you... and then what you did to reverse it on a few of them would be a great example. So we can go through that with you and go. And remember, this isn't something that you just start this week and all of a sudden it's better. This is something that you just do every day. And all of a sudden in 6 months, you don't even notice it's better until you pay attention. Oh, you're like, oh my God, this is way better. It just starts happening, right?
Yeah.
And it's a huge part of leadership growth and you as people in growing. Because not only the benefits are you don't waste time, but the other major benefits are the stress goes away from your life. You're happy more often. You're getting stuff done more often. You have emotions somewhat under control. All of those things are because of you learning to train yourself to do this. And it's, again, if you can go from 0 to 10%, that's a huge win.
Huge.
Right? You go to 10 to 20. When you get to 25 and you can get to, that's what I was saying. If you get to 50, you're above most people.
Wow. Oh, that's huge, because stress is professional and personal. So if you can get out of that, and that helps.
I don't like to teach the personal side of it. I only like to teach the business, just because the personal side's way rougher, where the business side's practical, right? It's very practical. Business doesn't discriminate. Business doesn't care. People do all that, right?
Yeah.
Business is business. So as long as you go back to what the business is, then it's right. And you can go back and go, all right, I can control this, because it's a very logical approach when you can go through it. When you deal with personal, yes, you can use it, but there's logic not in there sometimes, so it's harder.
No, understood.
Okay.
It's going to be dual help, basically. So, and think about business, and then once you start practicing, automatically it is going to help you for personal as well at some point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So the next one is consistency.
Okay.
You can't go through this and say, I did it for a week and it's better. It's consistency. I need a year out of you. Right? For you to really see benefits, 6 months at a minimum, a year ideal, so that becomes almost second nature to you. Mm. If you stop doing this at any time, negativity wins. Because it's always going to want to enter your life, and it's easy to enter your life. It's like catching a cold. If you touch something and then touch your ear, you got it. That's negativity. Mm. It's that easy. If you're around it, you almost can pick it up, and you're like, ah! And now you have it. It's there. So you got to be very careful with consistency, making sure you are, and then reflecting on what you're doing. And for me, I always try to reflect once a week when I was taught how to do this, and reflect, all right, how did I handle that? Did I do that right? And am I doing and implementing what I thought I need to do? And just, I would just reflect and think through it on my own, and what could I do better? What should I have done? And normally I would come up with answers of catching things like, I didn't do that very good. And, you know, again, you got to be real with yourself. So if you don't think you did it good, you got to tell yourself you didn't think you did it very good, but this is what I will do to correct it. No, in fact, a positive.
Okay. Yep.
All right.
Consistency. So
consistency is key.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. All right. That's a lot.
That is.
So, right. That's a whole lot. I have no idea how much time we took.
40 minutes.
Gotcha. Yeah.
No, yeah. I listen to self-help audio books a lot. And when you're speaking, I feel like you're connecting the best parts of each other and making it more accessible to me. But I'm saying me because, like, for me.
Thank you. That's because that's my goal. I appreciate that. That's my goal, because that's my whole goal of trying to do any of the training is, how do I connect the book to reality?
Yeah, right.
So I appreciate that.
We literally discussed this yesterday, and I just said the book is going to tell you do this, but Dave will help us how to do this.
Exactly.
In practice. So book is not going to help us in putting into practice, but this is good. And usually, as I said, I'm not a good reader, so she will just give me a good download and help me to understand. But some of these things are really key, and
reflection is also good.
Yeah,
let's have weekly reflection.
Yeah, man,
it is. If you can reflect, and remember on the reflection, it's a personal journey. It's not something, unfortunately, it's not something you can do together. It's something that you need to do personal, one each, reflect, because how you're going to reflect, Snehal is not going to be how Sangam reflects. It'd be totally different. Because none of us are the same. We're not even close to the same. We're all such unique, amazing people that we don't think anywhere near the same. No, even if we're close, we still don't think the same. So the reflection and the journey is very much your own journey. That doesn't mean you can't support each other by saying, hey, how's it going? What have you learned through this? And have those conversations. But just because it worked for one of you doesn't mean it will work for the other. Just be aware of that. When you're having these discussions and reflecting, and you do have discussions upon your reflection, make sure that you're understanding that these are ideas that worked for them that maybe you can learn to apply differently for you.
Understood.
Okay.
Yep.
It's a one-to-one relationship with your mind and voice.
Yes.
All right. That's all I had today. Any more questions that you have overall?
One of the things on the being authentic, you said extremely important, and then tools to improve yourself. So what could be those tools, or it is individual dependent?
Yeah, even if you give your own example.
Yeah.
in your case?
There are many tools that are available out there. Okay. Mm-hmm. So out of any tool, and that would be, so I have to create something separate for this. Mm-hmm. Tools or change. I'm writing this down. Sure, I have to create something separate because it's a really good question. Mm-hmm. But what I would do first before we get into tools is just work on awareness. Increase your awareness of negativity.
All right.
If you're not aware of it, we can't fix it. And the awareness is the hardest part. And there are all different ways of tools. Like one of the tools I gave you was switch your negative into a positive. That's a tool.
Right.
Okay. Right. Now there's other tools you can use too on top of that, but that's going to be a whole separate conversation. And I'm happy. I just got to build that. I don't have that built, which is why I love you asked that question, because there's tons of tools for how do you do that. That might, you know, be a really good discussion afterward. But I don't even have that in my whole guide. So I love that question.
No, thanks. And then you already mentioned, and that was one of my questions, actually. So and we'll do this exercise that you mentioned already, like keep a tally and see how you caught, what you did. And then maybe for us, it could not be negative thought. It could be something else. So my question was, like, how I do know whether this is a negativity or not? You have told us, like, if you're stressed, that means like 80% that is negativity. So using that exercise, I think so that will help us to discuss with you and say, yep, out of all these, everything is what you said was, like, or what you did was correct. Or it could be 50% negativity, 50% some other thoughts. I don't know.
Yep.
But that would be a good one to work on. And that would be indirect a tool for being authentic, as you mentioned. So,
correct. Which is good. Okay. So that's why you practice awareness for that very point.
Awareness,
Awareness is just you're going to start catching. And you won't catch all of it. And there still be things you're doing that are negative that you don't know. But that's more advanced stuff once we get past this. So that's like more of a walking before we run. Okay. So right now it's just awareness. And if you think it's negative and you're aware that it's negative, then that's good. That's a good thing. Again, this isn't all encompassing, right? This is the journey of trying to get better inch by inch. Life is a cinch, right?
Yep. And, well, I don't know about her, but for me, I can definitely relay a few things, starting today in my job. And then some of the things which, I'm looking like maybe a personal and then some of the things on the business side. So I have like three things that I know where I should keep my mind. Okay, these are in these buckets. And then, okay, this is personal negative thought. I did X, Y, Z. Just keeping in mind, as you said, putting into implementation directly. So,
if you will focus on business alone first, it will help you once you start to get to personal.
Okay.
If you focus on personal in the beginning, it's so complex, you may not get there.
Yep.
So I would just focus on just the business side first.
Okay.
And then once you get to business, then you can start saying, all right, I'm going to try and get this into my personal life. Trust me, it will just cross over on its own in time. But there are some things that you'll learn that you just accept on your personal side. You're like, all right, this is going to take me a long time to change because, but in the business side, like I said, there's a one-to-one relationship with the business. It's more logical. It's more
clear,
straight to the point without the dynamics that family brings, which is very unique.
Okay. No, that's a good suggestion.
So I would focus on business and business alone until you start to get more advanced.
Okay.
Because you'll see real results that way.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's like one thing I just feel like mentioning. So a couple of my colleagues are from another country, not America, not they're not Indians, and we both have accents. So like that one of the like tools example I can think of. So we always prefer to text chat, but that takes longer, misses the context, and it just pasting screenshots, it's just inconvenient. So one of the things we can do is like using live captions or having a combination of voice chat and the text and screenshots and whatever, so that both go hand in hand, so we don't have to, and practice speaking slow, something like that, so he understands me, I understand him.
Yep.
And we overcome that. So I'm aware I'm not stressed about talking to him. Oh my God, he doesn't understand me. I don't understand me. How are we going to work together to solve this problem? Mm-hmm. We can say, okay, exactly. We both have accents. We can do this to work together.
Yep, so, absolutely. And the other thing too that you, the other thing too that you can do after, like when you do your videos and you're talking to each other, and even though you may be using the video captions, is just send a very good follow-up email of all the things you talked about. Right. Because what that does is that confirms that you're all were on the same page. And the second thing it does is allows you to revert back to that email for yourself and for your colleague to go, yeah, this is what we talked about. So it does two things on that. So I would say as a common practice, if you take the time to do that, it will definitely help with any language barrier of just putting that all down into a nice detailed writing. And it also will then do a second thing, confirm you agree. And if you don't agree, then you get confirmation and find out where your variance is, fix it, resend the email, get alignment, and now you're good.
Perfect. Thank you. Huge. Yeah,
I agree. And that, this is anywhere. So
it is
me as well, like a new customer, and then just take it down. Usually you follow up, but then getting a confirmation like, hey, anything missing, anything you want to add, or did I miss any?
Whatever. Exactly.
At least giving them also a chance. No, I said this, but you have mentioned this, so let's correct that out. So,
yep. So some people call that, some people use that and call it, or they use it and it really is, or call it a cover your ass email, but it's not, right? But it's not, it's not that. It's making sure you're aligned, right? So if you do it with that intention, no one's going to really pick up on the rest of it. But it's making sure that you're aligned before you go spend valuable time on it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's huge.
Right. Perfect. Yeah, this was really helpful. Thank
okay,
you.
Good. Well, I enjoy this. I enjoy it a ton. It's fun. It's not easy, but it's fun. And it's like I was telling you, if work on this one, because it's the basis of
the journey of
changing into the leaders you guys are told me you want to be, and it will make the journey simpler on you.
Oh, huge. I'm really excited. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So here's my follow-up is, let's go and do 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11. Read that in the mastery guide.
Mm-hmm. 7, 8, 9, page 10 and 11
in the mastery guide.
Okay.
Read that for next week. So what we're going to do is, I don't plan on getting through all of that next week, but it's not that many pages that you can read. And then let's start with questions about positive thinking next week, and then start with you two. And then after that, we'll start into clear communication, consistency, clarity, conciseness, all of that. And communication is the most difficult thing to learn how to do. It is a bear. So it will spend a lot of time there, and we're going to get it wrong a lot, and we're going to have to, you know, probably come back to it. So communication is going to be part of almost every other section that it comes down to. So even just as important as learning to use positive thinking is, so is clear communication, because us as humans, we like to assume really fast. And even though you may have said something, no one heard it. Right? So we got to get beyond that. So that's what next week's going to be about. But first we'll open with questions.
Sure.
And then we'll get as far as we can next week, and then pick up the following week from there.
I don't want to miss this, but you said this is 6 month, a year time frame, and you have to always do this. What could be a good checkpoint for us? Like, I know we'll be getting into other stuff as well, but is it like a quick minute or a so every call? I don't know. Like, it will help us to remind ourselves, no, this is a continuous journey. You follow what I'm trying to say?
I do. There's two things on there that I would mention. The first one is, I would just put something simple like, be positive on your bathroom mirror Be positive in your folder you use, and it'd be a sticker. And it's a reminder that every time you see it, like, all right, am I working on this journey? And that's a reminder. And then the second thing is, in this call, okay, it's going to be constant reminders, because I'm going to hear things from you that are negative.
And then
I'm going to say, all right, let's talk through this. This is an example, right? Because there's difference between asking questions and being negative, right? Being negative is telling yourself it can't be done. Asking questions is saying, I don't understand. And I don't understand is perfectly fine. But telling yourself it can't be done in your head is negative, right? So if you're saying, all right, this is dumb in your head, but I'm going to ask questions to prove it's dumb, you're negative, right? If you're saying, all right, I don't understand. Maybe there's a point here. I want to find out what the point is. Now you're being positive.
Sure.
Okay. So that's just, and it just naturally comes. It's a really good question, but it'll naturally come through the course of our discussions.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. But I would do something to remind yourself to be positive.
That would be huge.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you again.
All right. Thank you. And I will for sure see you in 2 weeks.
Yes, thanks. Have a good
weekend. Bye-bye. You too.